The 10 o'clock hour of Woolley and Cash, as usual, gets underway late. We have a few things planned for today's program, but we do need to get to Ben Brust on time, and so we'll hold off on the unheralded Packers from the roundtable piece for the NFC North, because I do want to address something.
Oh, just wait a second. When you just said that, who are the heralded Packers?
Great question. Let's do that later, too.
All right.
Well, just because I do want to get to trivia so we can get to Ben on time, so we can get out and get that portion of our show that we're devoting to Ben over with as quickly as possible.
That is very responsible time management by Jason. I appreciate his efforts here.
So Michael is kind of the pot stirrer in the, usually in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat.
Clinkster?
No, not the Clinkster. Different one. He has moved. He was in the Madison chat. Then he moved over to the Milwaukee one where he said, I was just over at ESPN Madison. Bunch of J-Love haters and Matt LaFleur apologists over there. So here's what I wanted to say, because what Michael said back in the ESPN Madison YouTube chats, and look, I'm not addressing him individually because I'm upset at him. I think it's actually a really good topic that he's generating with his view. I never said to fire LaFleur immediately, Michael writes. I am saying this season is on him and not fully on Jay Love, as some like Wilde imply. Okay, I want to be clear here. This is an enormous season, as I have said many times, for many people, and it's not just for Jordan Love, right? We have talked about the wide receivers and how crucial it is that Reed and Wicks show what they're capable of. The defense was great, but we need to see what Quay Walker is, because now he is in a contract year, having not gotten the fifth-year option. And Devontae Wyatt, I want to see if he's as good as advertised. I would like to, because he was pretty good before he hurt his ankle last year. I would like to see Rashawn Gary put together an actual elite season as a pass rusher. But it's also a big season, and I'm going to write about this at Channel 3000 later today when the embargo is lifted from the Friday conversation that I had with a number of other beat writers with a certain someone in a high-profile position with the Green Bay Packers.
Could it be?
Why was there an embargo?
Because there are some other interviews that needed to also occur with this person, and we want everything to be fair for everyone. So the beat writers got it first, but there's other groups that are also talking to him.
Would you say that was that embargo a policy in place?
Some might use that phrase. But Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst, and I would like to get to this in a greater level maybe tomorrow after I've written the story. They both have 2 years left on their existing contracts. Remember those extensions that no one announced?
How do we know? We have no clue. They don't put anything out there.
Remember those extensions that were never announced, which I think that policy might change. You can at least say multi-year extensions and announce it, because that's a good thing. It's good news that you have a GM and a coach you want to keep. As opposed to other teams that are announcing firings fairly regularly,
I guess. Yeah.
But they have this year and next year remaining on their current contracts. I don't think that the Packers, as a policy, want to have lame ducks. So after this season, there will be some decisions to be made. Now, do they? You know, you see this with the UW Athletic Board, where they roll over an extra year each year to coaches. And when they don't get that rollover year, that's when it's like, ooh, this person might be on a little bit of thin ice or on the hot seat. I don't know what the policy will be for the Packers, but it's a big year for the GM and the head coach, too. And there's a new president in town. And I'm not saying that
What's
the new president.
What's his name?
His name is
again?
Ed. Ed. His name is Ed.
What's his last name, though? I keep hearing DeBartolo? These policies. Oh, okay. I've heard the word policy 300 times, and I'm like, I'm confused here. Okay.
Ed Embargo.
All I'm saying is that I don't think their seats are warm, but this is a pivotal year for the GM and the coach, too. I don't think they're, if things go spectacularly poorly, that's a different discussion. I don't expect that to occur. But if they are 10-7 and lose as the 7th seed in another first-round playoff game, I do think there will be conversations like Jesse wanted to have about the reigning manager of the year. I don't know that it's a huge deal, but for Michael to suggest that people think this season is all on Love, I got news for you, Michael. It ain't. Nobody thinks that. But the quarterback gets talked about more. That's how this works. That's the drawback of being the star quarterback with a $55 million base, $55 million average for your salary. So that's, like, again, there are a hell of a lot of people that have to do a really good job for the Packers to be the team that Matt LaFleur thinks they're capable of being. And that includes Matt LaFleur. And that includes Goody. And it includes Jordan Love, and it includes a bunch of other people as well. Is that a fair assessment? Have I articulated that clearly now?
Welcome to the NFL, bro. Like,
yes.
This is the world you live in. Now, unless you just win a chip and you get a fat new deal like Sirianni, let me tell you something. Sirianni has a bad year this year, and they struggle that following year. People are going to be after him. This is hard. These jobs are difficult. You're under a ton of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. It's never, if you don't win at all, it's just never enough. And then especially when you start factoring in expectations. So, obviously, Ed Policy is going to be taken over here and shortly. And you, what?
No, you can say his name. That's fine.
I don't get it.
I thought his name was Ed Embargo.
Ed Embargo. I guess I did not get embargoed. I want to say it's the end of June, and I think anytime, you know, for players, there's always a ton of angst when your coach gets fired, the GM gets fired, because you know what happens? There's a reason they bring in new people. It's because you stunk, or it's because you weren't good enough. And you know what they think when they come in? Oh, I'm not going to get caught up with this cast of characters. I'm going to bring my own guys in. I want to do it my way. I'm going to Sinatra this. Now, unfortunately, I don't have Sinatra on my thing. Sinatraing would be good, too.
Wait a minute.
Thing's awesome.
All mine says is Tausch was right.
Yours says
you got a bunch of other things this, on yours.
This was a birthday present, early birthday present from Helms.
Josh Sittner.
And I got this. Talent outs.
Oh, Denny Tauscher.
Nutwack. Wow.
Yeah.
And the game room's closed.
Oh, and Truman up's a good one to have. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that covers a lot of bases that I like covering. But the bottom line is I didn't know because they didn't announce. Nobody had a clue. Sounds like there's 2 years left on both these guys' deals.
That is our understanding.
Win and you're good. Now, the question is, if Goody's representatives and Matt LaFleur's representatives go and say, well, new sheriff in town, I want me a new deal. I want me some of that bread. What is Ed Policy going to say? Because in the big boy chair.
Yeah, and let me chime in on that because Rob Domofsky was the first to point this out. I had forgotten this, so credit to Rob. One of the things that Bob Harlan did before passing the baton to Mark Murphy was sign the head coach and the general manager, and really the general manager, and then the general manager signed the head coach, Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, to extensions. And Bob signed off on Mike's and obviously gave the one to Ted. He made sure that both those guys had extensions in place when Mark Murphy took over, so they were in a good spot and were a little insulated by a changing of the guard in the presidency. Now, they went and took that and went and won a Super Bowl in 2010 and then got new extensions again, which actually, if I recall correctly, were announced right away because they'd won a Super Bowl. So I don't know what the future holds, but this is an interesting scenario, and the reason why I wanted to use Michael's YouTube comment was because it's a big year for a lot of people, and it ain't just the quarterback.
J-Dub,
and if you think that's what we've been saying on this show, you haven't been listening.
Quick question for you. And I know you're going to answer this because it's my birthday. And I don't ask a lot from you.
Well, I don't know about
Green
that.
You think I ask a lot from you?
Oh, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say.
We're in a whole different world if you think that.
I wouldn't say you ask a lot of me. I would say that a lot is at times required of me without you asking. That's how I would put it.
I don't. That was the biggest Nelly word salad I've ever heard. Don't have a clue what any of it means.
Good.
But here's the deal. No, I don't.
Good. Good.
Green Bay goes 7-10.
Oh dear.
This season.
Woof.
Who would be more likely from Ed Policy's desk to get the ba-boom? The Gutenator or LaFleur?
That's a great question because my understanding is that he is not a fan of putting coaches or general managers in lame duck status. If they went 7-10, I don't think you could fire either of them, but I don't think you could extend either of them either.
But you can't leave them on a one-year deal. I've lived in that world. It doesn't work.
I agree. Mike McCarthy just went through it. We'd have to call him and ask him what that's like. I would think,
oh, he's back in
speaking,
town. The big dog's back in town.
I'm going to answer this question. Not because it's your birthday, but because I'm willing to answer it. Because if I didn't want to answer it, I don't care that it's your birthday. I think coaches generally get less rope. So I think it would be Matt LaFleur. Fair or not?
Wow.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah. It's my birthday. I'm not answering it. I'm asking the questions today, Sheriff.
Time for trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday is back for one summer Tuesday only. Badgers Trivia Tuesday today with Ben Bruss coming up.
Oh, by the way, somebody was giving me a bunch of grief on Twitter yesterday. I don't remember who it was. A regular.
Retired Navy fella?
No, that was a great birthday wish from the RNF.
Sure.
Loved it. This whole NCAA and how I said it was garbage and all this other stuff, the NCAA has not enforced anything. So I'm sorry, I'm not being a Wisconsin homer in this case. The NCAA is irrelevant. That was my point. And I didn't think I was making some controversial statement. I had some guy questioning my ethics yesterday.
That's got a sting.
My birthday? And he's questioning my ethics? Like, come on now.
We are no longer going to get
the NCAA
on
doesn't
time.
Regulate anymore.
Nope.
It's not what they're doing.
Nope,
they don't have it.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm sorry that you were.
Thank you for that.
No, what?
This person questioning your ethics.
Could have just tweeted back at them. Would have saved us a few minutes.
Caller number 17, not caller number 48, because 48 has nothing to do with today. Caller 17 for June 17th, because it's Tausch's birthday. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 17 plays trivia presented by Vortex Golf next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The celebration of Tausch's undisclosed birthday continues. Caller 17 joins us to play trivia after we remind you who brings us Wildy and Tausch trivia.
Wildy and Tausch trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
God, I wish I had a voice like Big Voice Guy. He's just so good. Speaking of good, my favorite high school football program, other than the Jaguars, of course. Let's go, Norskies! Let's go! And I really enjoyed the track team once upon a time. It is time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is former Norskies head football coach, Aaron Mack. Coach, good morning. How are you?
First of all, happy birthday, Tausch.
Thank you, Coach.
Did you know it was his 48th birthday?
Good to finally get back on here with you guys.
It's been a while. I don't think you were on and you had a game. I think that following, right? Didn't you call in and you had a game?
He did play trivia one day that you had a game that night and you were playing trivia with us. And yeah. I admired that.
That was
a lot of criticism.
I think they whooped Wanneke.
Questioning whether you're focused right on the game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were 0-3, and I think the for sale signs were coming out in the community that year.
It's a hot market right now, so that's good. That would have been good.
But then we went on a heater and won like 6 out of 7, so it was okay.
Well, I could certainly understand why people are moving to DeForest. It's a lovely area. You got that that huge Fleet Farm out there. It's a beautiful area. All right, Aaron, let's go play. The category is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Tausch, what's your role today?
I'm going to take off. My birthday. I'm going to let you handle it.
Sure.
Coach. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
That's what I figured we'd be doing. Yep. All right. Coach, question one is this. Wisconsin football opens the 2025 college football season on Thursday, August 28th, hosting which MAC opponent at Camp Randall Stadium? Is it Miami of Ohio, Miami of Florida, or Miami, Middle Miami State?
Let's go Miami of Ohio.
Indeed,
Jesse, unless... that would have been a great time for you to say Moon's over Miami. That would have been a great one for the third one.
You're right. Missed opportunity. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the feedback.
Constructive criticism. That's what
I thought you were
all.
Taking this off.
Question
two. Chime in. I'm a chimer.
He's a chimer.
Big chime guy.
Chimer. The big chimer. Question two. Aaron, is this. Which of these college basketball blue bloods, easy for me to say. Which of these college basketball blue bloods was not one of the teams Wisconsin defeated in the NCAA tournament en route to the men's basketball national championship game in 2015? Wonder why that's included in this trivia. Was it not North Carolina, not Kentucky, or not Kansas?
Not North Carolina. Kansas.
I would have gotten that one wrong, too. I would have said North Carolina, too. It was
Kansas. We all remember Kentucky. There will be no undefeated
champion.
In
Arizona,
champion.
Right?
Yep,
Kentucky and Arizona, and then they got beat by Duke?
Correct, yeah. Arizona was the Elite Eight, Kentucky the Final Four, Carolina was the Sweet 16, and Oregon was the round of 32.
That's a lot of really good basketball teams they beat on their way to the national championship game, which they should have won if Coach K hadn't worked the refs the way he did. All right, question three.
My bad, boys. Hopefully I didn't mess up the perfect week.
You did.
Yeah, you did. But watch
out for those for sale signs. All right, question
Happy
three.
Happy birthday to Tausch. Yep.
Is this?
Give another entry.
Give him 48 entries. Former Wisconsin Badgers fullback Alec Ingold is scheduled to appear on the Jump Around on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel this afternoon. Dude, he is another one of the great NFL stories. Ingold went undrafted, but made his NFL debut playing for which team in 2019? Was it the Los Angeles Chargers, the Oakland Raiders, or the Kansas City Chiefs?
That would be the Raiders.
The pride of Bayport High School and the pride of the University of Wisconsin. Yes, Alec Ingold, who, by the way, I think it was during the Thanksgiving telecast when the Packers played the Dolphins, which are his current team. They did a huge piece on his charitable work, and it was really, really good. I recommend tracking that down. He's a good dude. All right.
Hey, Tausch, are you going to be over at the baseball complex this weekend in Sun Prairie? We're bringing our 9U team over.
We are, I don't believe so. I think we actually are off, so I'm going to take a weekend off. I got some softball up in Beaver Dam this weekend.
Oh.
So I'll be up in Beaver Dam.
Good stuff. Hey, bench number 23 on your Little League team. He doesn't deserve to play. Okay. Bench that kid till he gets a haircut.
All right, well, I'll make sure we get that done.
Is his last name Mac?
No, it's Ryan.
Yeah, okay. Logan.
But nonetheless, he needs a haircut before he should see the field.
All right, I will let him know. I'll tell you what, he took a beating on Sunday. Took, I think, 3-hit batsmen. And he still battled through, competed.
Hockey. All right.
I don't think when your manager is Mark Tauscher, you can make personnel decisions on hair length.
True, true, true.
Okay.
That's a good call.
Just one man's opinion.
Good call, Jason.
The youngster needs to have a little hard time, so go ahead and give it to him, Tausch. Right.
Coach, we appreciate you. You've got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. You are eligible to win the great prize pack from Vortex Golf. And then you and Tausch can hit the links after baseball. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, keep up the good work. I love listening to you and love you guys.
Thanks, love you, Coach. Guys. See, I love the love. Coach Gotta Mac. Love the love. Gotta love the love. All right, that is Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Up next, Made 'em Believe.
Look at him. Look at that pretty guy. Look at him, huh?
Most importantly, his hair has grown back, which I think was important.
It looks good. It looks good.
As there were some of us who were concerned, most notably his lovely better half, that maybe it wouldn't make a comeback quickly enough for nuptials. He will join us to discuss Made 'em Believe, which is coming up next Thursday, a week from Thursday at the Orpheum Theater. You can still get tickets, uwhoops2015.com. Ben will talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Joining us now, I'm being told that ticket sales have been great for this, but we still have a few left. Like, we're trying to reach full capacity of the Orpheum Theater. So tickets are still available on a limited basis for Made 'em Believe, the story of the 2015 run to Indianapolis.
And I would make an argument, Jason, that this team, for me, probably the most enjoyable fandom experience I had as a just straight-up fan, this postseason run was it for me.
Yeah, it was remarkable, and my recollection, it was the year before we started the show, but my recollection was just spending that entire championship Monday going, oh my God, Wisconsin's in the national championship game. Like, I'd seen the 2000 team go to the Final Four. Homer had covered the 1941 team in the Final Four.
That's low.
He likes to call it the Old Testament. I want to make sure that he's getting his proper credit as Abraham. But the idea of playing for a national championship and at one point having a 9-point lead in the national championship, incredible. This guy was not on that team. But he'll be hosting the celebration.
Latvia. I think it was in Latvia. Latvian Orthodox.
After an impressive run with the Milwaukee Bucks Summer League team, dishing to Giannis, and now hosting KBN after the famous days of On the Rocks and Scalzo and Brust. He will be your host for this intimate night at the Orpheum Theater, Thursday, June 26th, UWHoops2015.com for tickets. It is Ben Brust on Wilde and Tausch. Ben, congratulations on your nuptials. Why didn't you invite Tausch to the wedding? And then we'll get to basketball.
There's some big regret going on as I look through the guest list. I'm staring at one person at the Gruber Law Offices, one call, That's All Studio. That
Josh
is,
DiMaggio.
I have to look him in the eyes every day. Josh DiMaggio.
Well,
no,
he produced for you for 5 years, right? He was producing for
And
five
our whole
years,
thing
right?
was the Scalzo and Brust family. And I broke up
family.
The family aspect.
Yep.
And Tausch, you were part of that family. Jason, you were part of that
I
family.
Know.
So if everyone wants to be mad at
Benny,
can take it. I can take it.
What is the what's the hit rate? Like you invite
Jesse puts himself on camera.
Jesse, why did you put yourself on camera? You're not part of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Oh my God,
so Benny, you put your invites out. What's the what is the RSVP yes rate? Is it 70%? What does it usually come back at?
It's too high right now. It's way too high. We sent out the invites way later than we were supposed to, hoping that on a Friday we would get that 80 to 75% of the guest list. We've gotten not enough no's, and it's weird.
No's come in late, though. Your no's come in late.
I need some no's, you know? I need some no's for
the
capacity, the dance floor. So, I got a question for you guys.
Okay. So there's more space at the Orpheum than there is at your wedding, just to be clear.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
Because
we have
done
a great job of filling
the
Orpheum.
I would have sent you a no.
Yeah, I know that. I've been around along.
Wilde's a great no guy. That's true.
Enough that Jason wants to be invited, even though he'll tell you he's not going. He just still wants to see the piece of paper.
I do like
You know him well. Yep. You know him well.
Very fair.
All right, what's your question, Benny?
Which is why I didn't send one to Jason.
Jerk. Gonna
my
send me an Aaron Rodgers jersey
is...
instead, autographed by Matt LaFleur, am I right?
That would be a really, really bad idea. Who would think to do something that
Only
stupid
a complete
right
idiot.
During
yeah.
training mm-hmm. camp?
All right, what's your question
I agree
crying
there.
Out loud?
My question is, as you were bringing the show in, talking about the 2000 Final Four team when Homer covered Marquette, so I've made this very clear. If in my lifetime Badger basketball or Badger football wins a national championship, I will get a Bucky tattoo on one of my butt cheeks. Do you think in our lifetimes that one of these two teams will actually do it? Because 2015 felt as close as it's going to be for a long time until there's more regulations in NIL. And even then, it's going to be an uphill battle, mm-hmm. just, you know, as you're trying to balance two powerhouse, you know, programs that were powerhouses that you're trying to get back to the top. In our lifetimes, will I have that tattoo?
God.
Yes.
I hope
if you
right.
think about it this way, football obviously has a ways to go. We've had a couple of down seasons. This is a big year for everybody involved. But from a basketball standpoint, if they don't have to go out to Denver to play BYU, this team this year I thought had an opportunity to do it. And I think what Greg Gard has done and how with Kirk Penny and with Crabb, all the guys, I love where they're at. And I think all it takes in hoops – is to catch that lightning in a bottle. Football's mm-hmm. a lot harder. Football, it's you're yeah. going through a murderer's row now of teams. They're no longer you just beat Purdue, you beat Minnesota and Iowa, and you're going to end up in Indy. That's just not where we're at. Basketball, it feels like we're tracking, and all it takes is to get hit on one or two guys, and you're in a great spot.
Why, OT? You happy birthday. 48. So
thanks,
in the next 50 years, and I might pull this unless you guys want to. Over the next 50 years, which team do you think has the best chance of winning a national championship? And I probably agree based off the setup right now that it's basketball. But at the same time, I'm gonna say, a lot can shift. Off, like there was bad years for football, and then they turned it around. Yeah. And if you have the new college football playoff format, the Badgers might have been in there a couple times over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I think football is harder because there's just a lot more unknown and a lot of variables that have to get figured out. Basketball, I think, while it's expensive, and we know, you know, they said Cooper Flagg made almost $30 million. Whether or not that's accurate or not, I don't know. But you can get by and figure things out if you're building it and you're doing it your way. I'm going to say it's going to be volleyball and or women's hockey more likely to get us another national championship than those two as we sit here right now.
I'm with you. I want the tattoo. I that would be the happiest tattoo I've ever gotten. I've told them not a tattoo guy. I want to get a half sleeve.
Just be a preemptive guy.
I think if they win a national championship in your lifetime, I don't think you should put the Bucky on your butt cheek. I think you should do like the cheerleaders have the temporary tattoos when they're on the field. I think it should be on your cheekbone. Mm. And it doesn't have to be as big. It'd be smaller.
A little baby cheek.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on where I'm at in this when it happens in the lifetime. You know, if I'm 80, I don't care where they put it. You know what I mean?
It's fair. That's fair. What
you
do,
Kenny? So, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm good. Go right ahead.
All right, so Benny, you're here. You're promoting this great event. I think, again, from a fandom standpoint, it was the best. I can remember we drank the Omni Hotel out of every beer that they possibly had. That whole thing was just a magical ride until Cinderella's shoe didn't fit no more on Monday night. What are you most intrigued when you're getting? Who do we have back when you're hosting the show? Who's back, and what are you most intrigued to find out about for the audience that's going to be at the Orpheum next Thursday night?
So 100% confirmed and will be on stage is Bo Ryan, the Naismith Hall of Famer, Frank Kaminsky, the National Player of the Year, Sam Decker, who is having a great overseas career after a short stint. Short's a bad term. I think he had 7 years in the NBA. I mean, that's nothing to squawk at. And then the glue of it all, Josh Gosser, everyone's favorite Badger. If you ask every Wisconsin Badger that played with Josh Gosser who their favorite teammate is, Josh will be at the top of the list. And I would say the best accident that ever happened to Wisconsin basketball for that run is when Josh Gosser stepped on my foot and tore his ACL his junior year. Because if he is not a part of that 2015
team, so we should be thanking you.
Yes, that's what I've been waiting
for. Blowing out
Gosser's
knee. Yeah.
And so I will say I have a lot of people that may not be in attendance but will making an appearance with the capabilities that we have at the Orpheum. Hello, friends, is a little tease. I'm not going to say names.
Oh,
but hello, friends,
wow. Hello, friends.
Are you going to blow him off?
Jason, not now. We're back on good graces. I'm hoping that he forgot about that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And many, many others. So, again, it's. I think what's exciting is what you have said, Tausch. The idea that this team is one of the last teams because the life has changed of a college athlete. It's the purest form of a team in college basketball that I think we've all ever seen in terms of how they were built, how they all stayed together, because there is no way in the world, I want to dive deep into this with them as well, which one of those three on stage would have left for money? Because we've all talked about that 2015 team in today's era,
Frank,
after the success of a 2014 Frank. Final Four.
Yeah, Frank.
You think Frank's the money guy?
No, I think Frank would have. What would somebody have paid Frank to leave Wisconsin? Sam has roots here. He's a Sheboygan guy. I don't think Sam. It would have taken a bucket load. I think Frank. What are they?
I think
what
Nigel
would have Frank
would have
gotten? Well, that's not one of the choices.
In today's world, I mean, at least at minimum $3 million. At minimum $3 million.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Guess
I mean, like,
Frank
it's crazy to say. It's crazy to say minimum $3 million because the idea of NIL, it doesn't exist. It's literally, I'm seeing guys saying that are on the team, they're doing posts that say signed. What do you mean signed? You mean you're staying at the school because you signed for more money? That's what it means. It's not that you're, you know, signing with a business. You're signing with the school because you were willing to get what you wanted from a money standpoint. I am salty, and I want to bring this up as well, because there's NIL payback from 2025 to 2016. Lots of money being handed out from the NCAA.
Not for Benny,
those two teams missed it.
No, none of that bread for Benny.
Do we have any lawyers on Wilde and Tausch that can help us, you know,
David
push this through a couple of years?
Yeah, we got a bunch of lawyers. If you're looking for them, I'm sure they'll get in touch with you. What are you going to sue
for? If you guys set me up, I'll give you
What are you suing?
I'm suing for why do we choose 2016 as the cutoff of payback?
Well, there's some type of statute, I'm sure, that's in play. Otherwise, everybody would do it. Don't you think?
Homer just says, he just tells me, you should sue. And Homer's pretty smart, so if Homer says you should sue, yeah. I'm not smart enough to sue. I need someone to help me sue.
Sure, yeah.
First thought I have. Sounds like a good
idea.
Did
Homer have a bad appearance last week? Are we down on Homer right now?
No, we love Homer.
No, we love Homer.
No.
Yeah, we love Homer. So, Benny, what do you think? What can our fans that are sitting here thinking, I don't know, it's a Thursday night in the summer, but this team, give us your pitch for the people that are kind of holding out. I know we have, it's going to be a great crowd. Sell us. Why do we want to come to the Orpheum next Thursday night?
It's an opportunity to get to know your favorite Badger team, as Tausch said, at an intimate level. Mm-hmm. You will never get to hear stories that they will tell to an audience. This is taking – think about each and every one of your favorite group chats you're a part of, text messages with friends, laughter amongst each other, that you now get to get an inside look at the people and the personalities that you loved from a media standpoint, love the players on the floor. I am going to dig out every little piece of information that I can share that is family friendly to this audience, because these are some of my best friends, and we don't talk about basketball. We're going to talk basketball, but the best moments about this team is getting to know them as individuals. It's at the Orpheum. I may be coming down in a tightrope. It's a Broadway show. Mm. You know, we're opening up Broadway. We got personalities. Frank already told me he's going to steal the show.
What is this?
UWHoops2015.com to find out.
Well, that's quite a sales
like a
pitch.
Super Bowl.
Who did you say stealing the show?
Frank Kaminsky already told me. I'm not even going to let you speak. Oh. I'm stealing the show.
Yeah. Well, I think that
sounds like a pretty
wise.
Good plan, actually.
Yeah, I'd let Frank just
run
whatever.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was like, you know what?
A road he wants to go down. Is the stenographer
Isn't that the best sales pitch you got?
Yeah, I think Frank taking over would be great.
Nigel Hayes is still overseas right now, so we were not able to get Nigel in person, and he was the one who fell in love with the stenographer on the viral video clip. But I just think this is the best way to celebrate, and after 10 years, to get to know your favorite team, as we're now losing, and Wisconsin's doing a great job, as good as they can, of recruiting their own players each year. But you got to watch these boys become men, and now you get to see them all still together, closer than ever. And that connection you had with this team, you will feel that instantly when you walk in the building at the Orpheum on June 26th.
Let's go! Yeah, that's a good pitch, Benny. Jason's even thinking about coming back.
I'm just happy I got Tausch to contribute on his 48th birthday after taking trivia off.
Yeah, I don't know which birthday it is. I don't have access to the internet. Ben, I'm curious. You were not on this team, as I mentioned. You were on the Final Four team the previous year. Tausch mentioned you were in Latvia or wherever you were playing professionally.
Lithuania. It's one of the –
do
you know the
Stars.
Other Baltic state?
We were sponsored by the Dairy Factory.
Hey, what's the other Baltic state, Benny, since you do Benny Brush Trivia all the time?
Estonia.
Yes. Very nice. Kudos to Benny. All right.
How did you take in the Final Four run and the national champion? I don't want to steal any of your information. Did you like leave the Baltic states to come along for the ride as a fan, or what is your recollection for you personally, since you'll be hosting this event?
It's a great question, because it's a weird feeling. It's a really weird feeling being a part of something that was very special, and then seeing something that you have no control over that you were a part of go even further, right? Like addition by subtraction. I was gone. They got better. But I do remember after we lost in the Final Four, and it might have been on Madison.com from Jim Polzine, who I know you used to work with and know really well, Jason. I had said this 2015 team the next year after we lost to Dallas is set up for everything. In 14, we won 16 in a row. We lost 5 of 6 in the Big Ten play after this best start in school history that still exists. We won 8 in a row after that and made a Final Four after being down 13 at halftime at the Bradley Center. With two freshmen, a emerging Frank Kaminsky, a Sam Decker coming into his own, a Bronson Koenig, from the freshmen to the core to the upperclassmen, they experienced everything possible to prepare them for what they did in 2015. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to not feel a little bit of FOMO, if I'm going to be completely honest. There were times where I felt like, what happened to my life? Why am I not a part of this? But as you get older and you move on with life, you learn to have more appreciation for the journey and what part you played, even if it wasn't on the floor with those guys. It was being able to win at the Bradley Center, to go to Anaheim, and being able to somehow beat Arizona in overtime the year before. Because if those games don't happen, are the expectations the same? Is the team now thinking they can win a national championship, or is the goal to get to a Final Four? So all those little things, and just spending time with them has given me greater perspective to be not as like, oh, woe is me. This was amazing to be a part of, even though I wasn't a part of it. I now am just jealous that the one place I never was able to be at is the Omni Hotel after they beat Kentucky, because that sounded like one of the best times in the entire world.
I'm going to tell you, man, as you're talking about that and remembering being at the Bradley Center and watching you guys come back against Oregon, that two-year run I don't think we'll ever see again. And that makes me a little bit nostalgic and sad, but it also the great memories that this group, you included, that two-year run, I don't know if there's a more exciting time as a Wisconsin Badger sports fan than those 2 years. I can't think of one. Maybe I'm missing something, but that run was so blanking unbelievable and a fun ride that you gave all of us as fans. So kudos to everybody involved. Can't wait. How do we get tickets, Benny Boy?
Relive it. Jason's done a good job of plugging it, so I don't have to say UW Hoops 2015 10 times like I did the first time I joined you guys. That's UW Hoops 2015, 7 o'clock at the Orpheum on the 26th next Thursday. I appreciate you having me on, boys.
So I went there, and I end up on Ticketmaster. Like, this is a legit event here, bro. Like, this isn't just Benny selling tickets out of the back of his trunk.
You think Benny was like, you think you're Venmo and Benny?
Exactly. Hey, $40, and it says, made him believe in the Venmo.
$40 to Ben Brust that Venmo 60, whatever. Oh, God.
Yeah, I would have put it all on black. That would have been a bad idea.
Yeah,
by the way, they also point out on Ticketmaster, it is a cashless venue. So be sure, if you're going to buy snacks or whatever
it might
be,
Tausch.
It's all on Ben.
Yeah, cashless venue. Oh, but parking is cash. You could park. That's a whole other story. I digress.
It was $20.15, but Ticketmaster now legally has to share their fees.
Indeed.
So know that it was $20.15 prior to the fees being listed, which, I don't know, it adds to the craziness of the transparency of everything we pay for.
All right. Well, just, again, to emphasize this, and this is not like some sort of phony baloney late push for ticket sales. We are close to sold out. I mean, this is a really neat event, and we're legitimately close to being completely sold out. But we did want to give folks that maybe didn't hear the promotions that started, 2 months ago, probably? Maybe even more than that?
2 months ago, right around the Final Four.
Yeah.
And now, as you know, a lot of people are figuring out what they want to do, and if they don't have plans, I mean, it's going to be a great weekend in Madison. There's a big concert at Camp Randall on Sunday, so if you want to make a weekend out of it, start with Made 'em Believe on Thursday.
All right, so
Made 'em Believe,
and Ben will be the host. But if you want to go, in spite of that fact, again, the website is uwhoops2015.com for tickets, or you can win two tickets right blanking now.
What?
I know. Ben Brust is going to send you Venmo money to pay you back for all of your Ticketmaster fees, just like he sent Jesse $40 via Venmo. Benny, I will get the caller. We will let you go get ready for KBN a little bit later today, buddy. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
Wait a second. Did you guys ever IPT the fact that I Venmo'd Jesse Nelson $50 for his wedding?
Yeah, an hour
ago. We were told
ago.
40.
Yeah.
And it was 40. About an hour ago.
40? No way. Mm-hmm. No way. I wouldn't do 40. All right, get the caller. Thanks, guys.
You were a different person back then, Ben.
Not really, though. All right. Jesse, we're giving away two tickets to this great event. Again, uwhoops2015.com. If you don't win the tickets, you'll hear the untold stories, memories from that season, and special guests who are sure to make it a night to remember. Made 'em Believe. Again, it is Thursday, June 26th, so a week from this coming Thursday. It is at the Orpheum Theater in Madison, and right now you will win two tickets, count them, two tickets right now if you are caller 15 for 2015 at 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 15 wins tickets to Made 'em Believe next Thursday at the Orpheum Theater in Madison. We still have one more segment left in the 10 o'clock hour, so we will get to that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Congratulations to It's Pat's Patricia in New Berlin. She had never called the show before.
That's
and now
she
won two tickets to Made 'em Believe at the Orpheum next Thursday, a week from Thursday, in Madison as they celebrate the 2015 UW Hoops team. Patricia, congratulations. Enjoy yourself at the big show. By the way, we give Ben a hard time. I think he's going to be absolutely fantastic as the MC for this event. So we do like to tease Ben when he's on here, but I'm sure he's going to crush it. And I did not realize that it was his fault that Josh Gosser had another year of eligibility in order to be a part of winning.
You're not putting it on Ben. I mean, he's playing hoops. It's not like he went and steamrolled him and blew his knee up.
I understand. He presented it as his fault, so I thought he was getting credit for that. I was trying more to give him credit than criticize him. But, yeah, obviously.
Hey, attaboy, Ben. Way to blow out Gosser's knee. I get what you're saying, but
I mean that is what he. I mean that is kind of what he said, though, right?
Verbatim. Like, no, that is what he said.
Okay. So again, if you have not gotten the tickets, I am not. This is not me trying to goose ticket sales. There are only a few left. So if you do want to go, I do recommend going to uwhoops2015.com before they are all gone, because it is going to be a very
fun event.
What is
the sporting – would it be the 82 Brewers? Like, what would be the team you'd want to
now that I've downloaded the Roku channel, I have now watched the Just a Bit Outside
is
documentary
Roku a channel?
Four times.
Is that a channel or like a is that like a Netflix?
Both. The Brewers played on the Roku channel last weekend against the
Padres.
What
does Roku stand for? So Roku is basically Netflix? Is that right?
No. It's its own version of a streaming service.
Netflix can be found.
That's my,
This is really going to be confusing for you. Netflix can be found.
That didn't sound condescending at all, by the way.
So Roku, you plug into your TV, so it gives you access to things like Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and all those different streaming platforms. But also, in addition to that, Roku has its own like central thing where it has original shows and movies and stuff like that. Sports. Yeah.
Well, doesn't Netflix have that too?
No, I don't think they have a apparatus that you plug into your television's USB port that gives you all that. So, no. Mm. But it does. It's
You're right, Jesse. Condescend all you want. You're 100% right. Don't have a clue. So is it Charter? Is it like an old cable company? That's what Roku is?
No. You know what it's like?
Because
it's like its own Apple TV contraption.
Yeah.
Like you connect an Apple TV, the newer ones, you have all the other apps on it, but then they also have their own programming. Netflix
but
doesn't
Netflix
have like
too.
Netflix does not send you a hard piece of hardware that you plug into your your television.
Roku is more or less like a cable box.
It's a device.
It's like a cable box, but then you
I like cable boxes.
But then you'd still have to
I complain
pay
all
individually
the time. We don't,
for
we don't have cable boxes.
Actually, it's a lot like a cable box.
Cuz I thought it was more like
I want to be
TV
back in the
personally.
Old school. I want cable boxes back. So maybe I need to become Johnny Roku. It sounds like Roku's the old cable box.
You can come over to my house and test it out. How about that? We'll see what you like.
Well, it's a good thing that Kohler Services and all the great work they do is not nearly as confusing as whatever the hell Roku is, because they have been a great partner.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think you guys know what Roku is. So I mean, I'll take it with a grain of salt. I ain't taking anybody doing anything with anybody but Kohler Services with a grain of salt, though. Are we on the same page? Looking to update your bath or shower?
Sure
our friends at Kohler Services has an offer for you. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com. And Jesse, you can put up on our little Jumbotron deal that you put up on our
Roku
tour dates. It's not on Roku because that's a cable box, according to you two. I am going to be taking my mall, my hard hat, and I am going to be wrecking some stuff.
Oh, dear.
Demo day with our friends from Kohler Services. You guys are not coming with me, but I think that should be on a tour date. I still don't know exactly where I'm going. It's a little further away than I wanted, but I.
This is on your calendar.
I will be
exactly
taking my mall.
I thought it would be.
And my hard hat,
bathroom,
and I'm going
to
start ripping
four
some.
Four to five.
I'm going to start ripping some stuff up with that mall. I hope somebody's there, because what I don't want to do is break a water line. That I don't want any part of. But I am going to take that mall, and I'm going to go to
work. You're hoping someone's there. There's no way they're going to let you ruin Kohler Services' good
name. You're not going in alone.
Listen, man, I don't know what's all going to happen. I know I'm taking a big old mall, and I am going to be breaking blank up. That's what I know I'm doing.
Okay.
Going to be a total meathead.
It's 11.
Have you ever had that where the house is getting condemned?
No, I haven't.
And you get to go, you'd go and drink beers in the house, and you get to just take malls and like break stuff?
It's like
those are fun parts.
You went into abandoned houses and drank beers and swung malls?
If you found out the house was getting condemned, yes, you could go in there. They'd let you take malls, and you just crack open some Coors Lights, and you just go to work. There's like that to me, like for my 50th, that may be what I'm going to do. I might just find an old abandoned house.
Spare me the invitation.
Trust me,
I'd rather go see the Killers. All right, it's 11:19, and the 11 o'clock hour has not yet started.
Happy birthday.
Jesse, we're going to push Take It to the Bank to tomorrow.
Yeah, Take It to the Bank that hasn't had a chance this week.
But I do want to hear this audio next from Jim, Matt, and Molly, because at our behest, Tausch changed Nookie to Binky, from what I can tell. Thank God for that. We'll explain in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.